The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The big story, though, over the last couple of days is about Strep A, or A streptococcus. The HSE is investigating the death of a four-year-old child, which may be linked to invasive Strep A infection. Most cases of Strep A, which is medically known as Group A streptococcus, are relatively harmless. They can go into your throat, cause tonsillitis, impetigo, skin infection. But in rare cases, if the infection gets into the blood, into deep muscle or the lungs, it can prove fatal unless it's caught and treated with antibiotics. Now, Dennis McCauley is chair of the GP subcommittee of the Irish Medical Organisation and a practising GP in Donegal. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, talk to me about Strep A, because if a child has died, that is a terrible tragedy for a family. But there's almost a nationwide hysteria about Strep A. Is that justified?
Well, I think of the any tragedy basically brings you thinking about how you should manage different presentations. I think the important thing here really isn't so much the Strep A infection, it is the ability of parents to recognise when their child is actually very sick. And I think that's, whether it's from meningitis, whether it's from Strep A, whether it's two years ago we were talking about the multi-system COVID infection in children. So I think it sort of highlights the need to remind families of what to look for. I think the two important sort of presentations really that you have to be careful of is just persistent symptoms that sort of aren't getting better. That low grade issue of the vast majority of respiratory issues are viral. You wait a number of days. If that child isn't getting better, you should go and see your actual doctor, and that may be a bacterial infection that needs an antibiotic. But the thing that is most important is when should you seek urgent medical advice, when, whether it's from systemic Strep A, whether it's from any other bacterial infection that need urgent treatment. So I think it just makes people, it's sort of, you have to go through a mental exercise of, as to when should I, what cardinal features should I have, when my, that should I look for to say that I think this person needs to see a doctor.
Now, Dennis, we were talking only last week about the big worry at that time, which was RSV, which I'm sure is still out there. And the arc of that condition, it seems to be that, you know, they get it and they then deteriorate and then they stabilize and then they get better. But it could be over a 2-week period.
Well, this is the thing. I think it's, I think it is that whole issue of initially there's a thought, you know, there's so many people we're seeing that have looked after their child for a number of days with a temperature. It isn't getting better. It's time to go and see the actual doctor. That's a very reasonable first approach, and that will cover the vast majority of all presentations of your listeners. You have a child of what age has got a temperature, not too bad, a bit of a sore throat. Let's wait 24 hours, see how they go. It's not working. It's time to see the doctor. And that will cover almost everything. In the vast majority of cases, people will just improve on day one and day two. Would there be no need for medical input? And that's it. So I think that's the way that I would sort of market this. It is basically the vast majority of people with temperatures, if they're observed, they will improve, and if they don't, go and see their doctor. Yeah. But then there's that very subgroup, that a young child with a very high temperature, a child who isn't really drinking, eating, is grunting, you know, just your instinct is that child isn't well, I should see the doctor immediately. And those are the two scenarios I think that people just have to check in their minds as to do they fit that actual pattern.
Okay, so just to remind us again, what is the temperature above which you should be concerned?
I think an actual persistent temperature in a under three months with 38, you just sort of say, no, this child has to be seen by the doctor. I think an older adult, if they're 39 persistently, and it's being a parent, it's just they don't look well. Now, when a child suddenly starts with a temperature that shoots up, they don't look well. We give them Calpol, they suddenly improve. That's fine. So it's a fine thing. But I think a persistent temperature of 39 in a child over 3 months, and they are not looking well with it, I think you should see your GP quickly. Yeah. Whereas if they're meandering at a 37, going up to 38 slightly and down, but they look well. Just wait a day and see how things go.
Yeah. Now, one of the scary things years ago was meningitis. There are some vaccinations against some of the meningitis conditions, but not others. And hopefully all the kids who have it available to them have got it. But, I mean, that is a very scary one too, because that can really travel very quickly through the body.
I think so. I think it is, as I say, as we mentioned at the beginning, this is just to highlight your ability to recognize these symptoms. I think actually, Pat, most of the meningitis now are actually covered. Since I think 2018, I think the meningitis B is introduced into the children's vaccination program, and it was the one we were all waiting for. I give it to mothers and say, this will give your child a temperature tonight, but don't worry, it's worth every penny of the temperature. It'll give you lifelong protection against the most common form of meningitis. So I think they introduced meningitis C in 2016, and the rate of meningitis C dropped by 96%. So I think it just is this thing. This week, it is unfortunately strep A. Last week, as you mentioned, it was RSV. About 2 weeks ago, it was meningitis. So it is just the basic toolkit of a parent as to what to do when they have a temperature. If it's mild, observe. And if they start hitting red flags, go and see your doctor quickly.
Now, the strep A concern would be not so much a strep throat. We have all used that expression, maybe inaccurately, but we've used it, where you've got a strep throat and you can observe that. It seems little white dots on the back of the throat, the tonsils. But that is not what we really need to be worried about, or is it? It's when strep A misbehaves, if you like.
Yeah, I think when we were growing up, we always talked about the infection getting into the blood. That was septicemia. Now they call it sepsis. Sepsis isn't new. It's just we always called it, you know, the infection in your blood. So it is when an infection, whether it's from your throat or from your skin, because strep A can cause an actual skin infection also. If it gets into your blood. So yesterday I saw probably three strep throats. They were people who had a temperature for a number of days. Their throat wasn't improving when I looked in. It was a pussy tonsil. That was strep A, probably. I swabbed one and just treated the other two. So strep A is there all of the time. It is with us all of the time. I think that what's new this year is that they all seem to be coming quite quickly in the latter part of the year. So there's just more of it about, and it's probably to do with the fact that there's so many other infections there also.
Yeah.
So the strep A, we see strep A all of the time. It's part of the common infections that we see. It's one of those sort of temperatures that doesn't settle and needs an antibiotic. That's bread and butter stuff. But it's just, once again, just use your toolkit to recognize when your child is not getting better, A, or is suddenly very unwell, and then seek advice then.
All right, Dennis, very good advice. Thank you very much for joining us. GP Dennis McCauley, who's chair of the GP subcommittee of the Irish Medical Organisation.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.